This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Foreign countries on Sunday rushed to evacuate their nationals from battle-torn Sudan, where deadly fighting raged into a second week between forces loyal to two rival generals. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
As gunfire again echoed through Khartoum and fighter jets roared above, foreigners also fled the capital in a long United Nations convoy, while millions of frightened residents hunkered down inside their homes, many running low on water and food. Across the city of 5 million, army and paramilitary troops have fought ferocious street battles since April 15th, leaving behind charred tanks, gutted buildings, and shops that have been looted and torched. More than 420 people have been killed and thousands wounded, according to UN figures. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
British officials said Sunday the country's armed forces evacuated diplomatic staff and their family members from Sudan.
We continue to work directly and through our international partners to call for a ceasefire and an end to this violence.
But Foreign Minister James Cleverly said a top priority remained the safety of British nationals. Global military spending rose to a record last year as Russia's war in Ukraine drove the biggest annual increase in Europe since the end of the Cold War 3 decades ago, a think tank said on Monday. World military expenditure rose by 3.7% in real terms in 2022. To $2.24 trillion, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said in a statement. European military spending shot up 13% last year, primarily due to increases by Russia and Ukraine. This is VOA News. With peak tourism season setting in, Greece is bracing for a record number of arrivals and is welcoming back Chinese tourists following years of COVID-19 restrictions. Here's VOA's Anthony Karasava.
While groups of Chinese travelers are just starting to trickle in, Greece expects the number to surge through the summer, exceeding the roughly 200,000 who visited the country ahead of the COVID-19 pandemic. In recent months, a flurry of meetings between Greek and Chinese officials has helped ease visa restrictions. Direct flights have resumed, but also increased in number and locations in a strategy to boost inflows of travelers from China. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Air pollution still causes more than 1,200 premature deaths a year in under-18s across Europe and increases the risk of chronic disease later in life. The EU Environmental Agency said on Monday, despite recent improvements, quote, the level of key air pollutants in many European countries remains stubbornly above World Health Organization guidelines, particularly in Central Eastern Europe and Italy, said the EEA after a study in over 30 countries, including the 27 members of the European Union. The report did not cover the major industrial nations of Russia, Ukraine, and Britain, suggesting the overall death tolls for the continent could be higher. Members of the U.S. Congress are watching the legal process of a case involving a widely used abortion pill now that the Supreme Court allowed its use to continue while court appeals plays out. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Supreme Court decision late Friday means nothing changes for now in access to mifepristone. Congresswoman Debbie Dangle, a Democrat from Michigan, says on Fox News Sunday, the FDA's approval of the drug should stand.
What they wanted to do was to ban a drug that also is used in Cushing syndrome. I was a woman that suffered from endometriosis and was trying to get pregnant.
An appeals court in New Orleans in mid-May will hear arguments on a Texas judge revoking the approval of mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said on Sunday he had tested positive for COVID-19, his third known infection, adding while he was not seriously ill, he would take a few days off. The 69-year-old, who had a serious heart attack in 2013, reported mild symptoms from both of his previous bouts. I'm Joe Ramsey.